it, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your partner Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's going to be good. Woo!
I love you all so much.
Just the first thing that...
Adam and Eve.
We can see you now.
I know. And thank God.
Yeah. That's generally the response we get from everybody, but we keep it clean.
What's up? Good morning. Am I too something for the morning? How you doing, Poppy Chulo? Hi, everybody. Welcome to WJBR Internet Radio in the basement, brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. And actually, we have a special guest coming on today, and I did not do any posting. Therese is aware, and is aware. I know I sent y'all emails, but I forgot to tell everybody else. So if you know anybody who likes gospel music, contemporary gospel music, please hit them up because they will like the guest that is coming on today, I believe. And I was thinking, since we're doing a little bit of gospel today because of our special guest. And we'll hear their story, learn about a little bit about them. We should be, those of us who are praying people, if you're not, you know, just send positive thoughts to those people in the Ukraine because it's just insane what's going on over there right now. It's not like we don't have it rough here, but what's going on over there is atrocious. I mean, as a New Yorker, someone who was in New York on 9/11, who lived there, that's my hometown, and September 11th was horrendous, but even the weeks and months after, the days, weeks, and months after. I remember I was working in the Bronx and I was residing in Manhattan and I wasn't able to get across the bridges. You know what I'm saying? Like I couldn't get home for a couple of days. So, I mean, and then to drive down the FDR and be driving next to tanks and shit, you know, it's just crazy, insane. So I can't even imagine bombs continuously going off. So I just want to send, you know, my personal thoughts and prayers out that way because, you know, nobody should have to go through that. And they're children, you know, they're innocents there. I saw a video of a tank that just, for no apparent reason except for the fact that they could, just roll over a pedestrian car. And I don't understand that, you know? I just don't understand that. And prayerfully, things will get better just in this whole world, you know? Yeah. Hopefully, things will get better. Here's a couple of friends of the show. Kelly Price, Faith Evans, and Jessica Reedy. I mean, they're all friends in my head, but I think Rezzy knows, though. Anyway, Troubled World.
This song right here.
goes out to all my brothers and sisters all across the land. No matter what you're going through, you gotta keep your head up. 'Cause God is with you. God is with you. Troubled world that I see every day through my eyes. So beautiful, God created me. Oh, wow. Many people, many places, Lord have mercy. My earth was separated, and I'm just trying to get along in this world on my own. And I'm just trying to get along in this world on my own. Shall never worry, 'cause I'm not alone. God is with me, and I know he won't let me go. So if you're out there and you're lonely, just remember, faith is power, and you're not alone. It is alone. Get along
on my own.
And it's all a part of life, all the pain and the strife. One day we'll understand that there's a master plan. There's a reason for all that we go through. There's a promised land, and he promised it to me and you. Oh, get along in this world on my own. Get along
the moon.
me how it seemed. My school, but I was just a sinner left in the cold. Give me a second chance, save me from myself. Came to my rescue when I needed help. You wanna know why I love you like I do? When my enemy said I was true, he took me from the bottom and put me on the top. He laid his hands on me, and now I can't be stopped.
Somebody told me that we overcome by our testimony, that you wouldn't believe how doubt and fear used to paralyze me. But God had led me through a test, and he rolled out the very best for me. Now I'll never forget to tell the world what you mean.
No.
Hey, so if you're just listening right now, you're listening to WJBR Internet Radio, Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese, and might I say Pop as well. Okay? Just a note to everyone that this broadcast is licensed via Live 365 and covers listeners in the USA through Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. In Canada, through SOCAN and ReSound, and the UK, PPL and PRS for Music. Just a reminder, the views, information, or opinions expressed during Brunch in the Basement series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR Internet Radio. And as Pop says, get ready to feed the soul with Javon and Therese on WJBR Internet Radio. And there's no RSVP needed. There's always seat at the table for you here at Brunch in the Basement. What's up, Misty J? How you doing? I also noticed that my mom is listening on the podcast station, which you can find on Blog Talk Radio. You can find, actually, you can find the show, the podcast, any of your favorite podcasting listening stations. But it airs live on Blog Talk Radio. So good morning, Mother. And the way my mother is listening is that she dialed 347-996-5394. And you can do the same thing. If you would like to say good morning, have your voice in the room, in the basement, just dial up. I'll put the number up on the screen for those watching. 347-996-5394. So there's just so much going on. And Mom, just so that you know, Pop says, good morning, Mrs. Armstrong. And he also sent you some roses, virtual roses, Mom. Don't call me later saying, I didn't get any roses. Virtual roses. And if you look at the show later, you'll be able to see it. Good morning, LaVon. How are you? So, there's a lot going on in the world right now. Let's start off, I guess, by chatting a little bit about this war, right? So, it's all in the news. Everybody knows as much as I do. I mean, I don't have any insider information about it. But I think it's just horrible, and there's no good reason for it. And I mean, there's no good reason. I saw video, and it was on the news, so maybe you saw it too. A military tank driving down the street, and there was a pedestrian car with an old man in it, just driving down the road. The tank drove over and crushed the car for no reason. The man didn't pose any threat, nothing. They did it because they could. No more than you see a bug in the street, living its little bug life. Not to compare a human being to a bug, but I'm just saying. And you just step on it because you can. It was with less sense, even less sense than that, because this man actually is a human life, and B, poses no threat. Like, you may be afraid of an insect, so maybe that's why you did it. But this man poses no threat. Just like the people of Ukraine were just living their best lives. it was just a matter of them going, you know, becoming a democracy and accepting, you know, fair votes, human rights, you know, that kind of stuff. But this, you know, this is, okay, so I'm always doing too much, right? And this is how my brain works. So as you remember, the former guy had a thing for Putin. Now, I got this thing. I want to read it to you guys so I don't mess it up and make it, you know, I don't want to make things up. You all know about the space thing, right? That the former guy was really into, you know, creating this space thing. So I actually posted it on my, I think, Twitter page, where it's an American-Russian collaboration to have a space force, which I don't know any other president of the United States that would have made this particular deal with Russia. This space force, all the parts and pieces, you need both sides to collaborate. Otherwise, it doesn't work, and it may, like, crash. This is the thing. The American side of it does the electricity, so the Russian side can't utilize it without the American electricity. The Russian side does a, what is it? I can't think of the word. Propeller. You know, like, I can't think of what the word is, but when things propel, when it propels the thing. So you have the electricity, which turns the thing, gets the thing motivated, and then the Russian side that propels it. Somehow, this thing is in the, it's 500 tons of crap in space, in space over the United States, in space over Europe, in space over China, and some of it over Italy, right? In response to the threat of, and how you doing, Elisa? In response to the threat of sanctions on Putin personally, the response was, well, now jeopardizes our space venture together. And what's going to happen if we're the only ones that can prevent pieces of it from falling onto America? You wouldn't want that now, would you? That, to me, is a threat. And there's nothing, I don't know all the details clearly. I mean, who am I? I'm a peon that read this in a news article, actually two news articles. This is just opinion. Let me just say this again. The views, information, or opinions expressed during Brunch in the Basement series are solely those of the individuals, that would be me, involved, and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR Internet Radio. Okay? It's just my personal, humble little opinion. I believe that the former guy, one of the reasons for breaking off with NATO, not wanting to be a part in partnership with our allies, saw Putin and the, you know, dictatorship, autocracy, that kind of thing, totalitarianism, all of that stuff as being strong. And I believe that he believed that the two of them together would rule the world. I really think that, although what he didn't realize is that he was a puppet. And why would anybody put themselves and their country in jeopardy with people that clearly can't be trusted? Why would you put something over your country that could crash down? That makes no sense. I don't know. You can call in. If you know anything about this, please tell me I'm wrong, that what I'm talking about makes no sense, and we can go through the article together, because that's the one thing that concerns me here. I mean, of course, I'm concerned about the lives of not only the Ukrainians, but all of the soldiers that are just pawns. Life is life, you know? I mean, cruel. This is just cruel for no reason. Nobody did anything to you. What the hell? Power and control. These people are, I'm just not built from that cloth. You know, what you have is for you and what I have is for me. Get over it. Anyway, the number to call in is 347-996-5394, and we could try to figure this out together. No designated war zone. Civilians are being targeted and murdered without defense. There's no combat here. This is terrorism driven by Putin's tantrum, period. I agree with you 100%. It's just going randomly killing people, like just random, just citizens, just like civilians. It's just crazy. And the real target we know is the president of the Ukraine. Also, you know, we especially as black people are going through some things in this country. Okay? So, and have always historically gone through some things in this country. But it is against the law to peacefully protest in Russia. It is against the law. I saw and heard a speech by the a diplomat from Kenya. Good morning, Kay Ward. What's up, baby? And he talked about how Africa was split up into countries and how they may not, you know, each country may not be happy with their border, but they live within and they try to join together for, you know, peace and to see how they can best work everything out. I think we can all learn something from that. So just so that you all know, we have a special guest coming on today from Half Mile Home, the gospel group. And always a blast, always a good time. And they have new music, so definitely want to get to that. But I had to address the big, fat, stinky elephant in the room to just talk about it and hopefully get it out of the way, unless, you know, you all are feeling some kind of way and want to discuss it. You know, this is your basement. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we all get together to talk about what's on our minds. And it's as much your show as it is mine and Therese's and Pop's, right? So whatever you want to talk about, you let me know. Now, there's also some good news, and I'll tell you that after this. Ooh.
never knew it could happen to me. Never thought I'd ever feel complete. You rescued me.
You're the love of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Peace out, ease the pain. I want that love that don't have a change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. Give me that.
Come on.
And I choose you today. Cause I need you today. I can't get away. See that no escape. See what you done to me. I'm not the same old me. You took away everything. Now you're my everything.
Jesus.
I choose you today.
Come on.
I need you today.
Yes, I do.
I can't get away.
I can't run from you.
See, there's no escape.
See what you've done
no
to your boy.
Escape. What you've done to me.
I'm not the same old me.
I'm not the same old me.
You took everything.
You took away everything.
And now you're my everything.
Now you're my everything.
Knowledge.
Give me that God who breathes life into the nostrils of man. That sovereign God who predestined creates you before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears, every father enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
Give me that God,
that's the God I'm talking about. Give me that. Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh. Give me that joy of changing place. That is a peace that will leave my face.
Fill me up.
That love that will make
me play. I need to hear you say.
Give me that. You said.
Give me that.
We said.
Give me
yes.
I need to hear you. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Do you
want
it?
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that. All of that.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Jesus, I want more of you, but I know there's gotta be less of me.
I need it.
Yeah. Not on my terms, God.
Power.
But on your terms,
yeah. Yeah. As much of you as I can take, oh God.
Do you want it?
Give me that joy I can't explain. Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss for words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
I've been down, been looking for some joy to come around. I've been praying for some sunshine, been looking for a love that I can call mine. See, I've cried for so long, now I'm ready for the tears to be gone. So I'm calling you right now, cause you said that I can make it, Lord, anyhow.
So I'm gonna wait, cause I know that you're gonna pull
me through.
I hear you telling me that. Deliverance is coming at
you. The storm will pass. I believe it's gonna be us. I can probably see the
light.
So I'm waiting on you still. World can be cold, and I can feel the hurting in my soul. But the pain it won't last long, cause you know it's only here to make me strong. Just take it from me.
Hallelujah, I'm gonna wait.
you're gonna pull
me through.
I know you will. You're telling me to
be gone.
That's right, cause deliverance is coming in.
Can you believe that? Oh, I love it. I love it. We need more of that. We need more of that. It's like a sexy gospel. But anyway, we have a Black History moment. And I'm really excited about this one. So let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Okay, so the word history is just means it happened in the past. And this happened yesterday. Dun, 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 dun. That's right, y'all. I couldn't be more excited about this. Yep. Yep, yep. Just yesterday. Just yesterday, Biden nominated a Black woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, of the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit to replace Justice Stephen Breyer on the Supreme Court. Yep, yep, yep. And she is overly qualified, if you ask me. She would make history by becoming the first black woman to serve as a justice. It looks as though she's going to make it. What she said, well, she was public defender for a while. She's done a little bit of everything. She had an uncle who was incarcerated. And then she had a father who was a lawyer. In other words, she's a black woman in America. She's 51 years old. And, you know, I'm just really pleased with the selection. What say you? What say you? To me, this is pretty important. It's pretty big. Hey, fam, how you doing? Anybody else excited about this nomination? Is it just me? To have someone who looks like me, we could be cousins, nominated to the Supreme Court, to me, is a big deal. It'll be an even bigger deal if she makes it. And even though she looks like me and she's being nominated to the Supreme Court, she don't act like Clarence Thomas. Okay? Thank you so much. Sage says, not just you. So stoked. Absolutely. This is so important. And although it's not going to change the weight. Yes, yes. There you go, LaVon. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So although it will not change the weight of the current Supreme Court, it's just like a swap out. It's a positive swap out as opposed to what they did, you know, when, may she rest in peace, the notorious RBG passed away, they threw in the complete opposite, you know, like somebody characterized her as a Stepford wife. And, yeah. So that's a big deal as far as I'm concerned. I think that's great news. So that's something to celebrate. Even the nomination to the highest court in the land, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And it does look as if she's going to succeed. So that's a positive. We need more of that, actually, my opinion. Again, just, you know, again, these things are my opinion. The views, information, or opinions expressed during Brunch in the Basement series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR Internet Radio. You know, got to keep it real. I'd like to see Biden, while he's got a minute, to expand the court, because this has become a kangaroo court, the Supreme Court. This is like a, I don't even understand what's going on, but yeah. So that's just my feeling about it. So I'm going to begin to prepare us all for our special guest coming through. And the way I'm going to do that is I will play some of their music so you will know who they are if you're not familiar with them. The name of the group is Half Mile Home. They are a gospel group. And I believe just one of the lead singers is coming through today to talk about a new song that they have. So play a little Half Mile Home for you.
Let me tell you what was meant for you. It's already written, it's already in your DNA. Your hustle was not different. No matter what the obstacle, just hope it gets better. You may be coming through a storm right now, but it won't last forever.
So that's just some of their music. And you know what? They're coming a little later than I thought they were. So I could play some more of their stuff a little bit later. For right now, though, what I was thinking was probably playing something like, I don't know, this.
No, ring, ring. For you I resonated poetry, I sung a lullaby for every tear that you cried. For you, I would have died. A candlelit house for love, my love, shit up, no surprise. A scented bubble bath of Egyptian musk waited for us to slip in. At sunbreak, my lips would make you cry. I would relieve your stress at the end of my day. Sprinkle rose petals upon the bed before we played. I would lick the spots that you said did not tickle as tears of laughter flowed from your eyes. And yet before me you stand in this oblivious stupor, looking straight through me as though I were strange. Evaporating rapidly, devastation with no protection. You see, I tore down my wall, each of my walls, stripped, bare, beauty, white, broken, empty became my reality because my identity was based on the lies perpetuated, the facade that you created, the dangers of our love, means tragic vulnerability, giving your trust to someone who can only love superficially. Loving one, the dangers of my love.
The dangers of I love you, Javon. Do me a quick favor.
Okay.
And I'll tell you then. Let's see if it works on my end. Hold on.
Okay.
Do do do.
I see you doing something.
Spinning me over. Transfer me over. There we go.
Gotcha.
Awesome. Thank you. You know what? I thought my laptop was a goner because I've had it in my luggage all week. And Javon, hearing Dangers of I Love You.
Yes.
that song to me, you know, is it's not, I don't even know if I would consider it a song. I'm still trying to figure that piece out.
Yeah,
what
isn't
I would
it like
call
a me poem, like a spoken word?
It is
to
it,
a jungle beat in your heart or something. Like, I don't know.
It's a little more descriptive than that because it takes you on a journey. You know, you know, I don't know if you know of a percussionist by the name of Ralph McDonald.
Yeah, absolutely. What do I know?
Oh, all right. I mean, you know, I know. But by far, one of my favorite gifts that he has given us is his classic album called The Path.
Uh-huh.
All right. And in The Path, he has, in the title, The Path, he has Yoruba chants in it, and that is a song that takes me on a journey. It is a praise song, but Dangers of I Love You has that same kind of energy to me.
Mm,
it is such a provocative piece of art because it forces you to think and listen. But just the title alone, can we talk about the title alone?
Let's talk about it.
The title, that was kind of provocative because, you know, the dangers of I Love You. You know, and just quite like you look at a painting and it's, you know, up to the interpretation of the viewer, let's just say. You know, the artist is used as a vessel to create whatever the body of work is, and it speaks to different people, you know, differently as they view it, right? The dangers of I Love You, you know, what could be some of those dangers, you know? That invites you in and of itself, you know, just the way it's packaged, you know? If you want a journey, you know you're embarking upon a journey with the dangers of I Love You. You know, because, you know, when you think of I Love You, you think of good things, right?
Absolutely.
You know, but it also could be a lot of things.
Right, because love can hurt. Love does hurt. Straight up. That ain't no lie.
Hmm.
Love hurts.
Love can. And, you know, and depending on whose interpretation, like, because I always say this, if you don't know how to love yourself, it is impossible for anyone else or for you to love anyone else.
Yeah.
And love yourself first. And that could be tough for some.
And when you know? Have a twisted idea of what love is because of the way you've not been loved or handled or, you know, some people's capacity, I really think, is limited based on a myriad of things, but yeah.
But love is not supposed to hurt.
Well, it can.
Yes, it can.
It can.
Well, whatever that is can, yeah. You know, under the guise of love,
I mean,
you know,
just you unrequited love.
Mm.
Love, the idea of love can hurt.
The idea, that's a good way of saying it.
You
the
know
idea
what I mean?
Of love can help.
Yeah.
If love itself.
Yeah, if you are truly loved, being loved does not hurt. But loving can hurt. You can love someone who does not love themselves. And that can be painful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Come on, somebody.
Right. And Sister Armstrong, would you talk about love a little bit more? Well,
that's a tough one there, loving someone who does not love themselves.
Love themselves.
Shit on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon now, that's why I let that go.
Because that is the thing. That is the where love hurts. Or love is not promised or guaranteed to not expire.
I don't, you know, okay. Now you're onto something. I don't know if love is supposed to
expire, right?
Now, right.
I agree with you because the people that I have truly loved in my life, I still love them whether I see them or not. Doesn't matter. The love is still there. House of Never.
When you love someone that you don't like, that's painful. So the gift of love, the gift of loving, you have then relinquished back until you have asked for a refund on your love when you no longer deserve it. So well, you still have it, but you're not in a position to receive it. Therefore, your ability to acquire this love has expired. Your time is up, motherfucker. I still love you, but you will not have access to this love.
Okay. You know what? You said a few things, a few layers there.
And it takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. Okay?
I say this, love is, right? And then we have, you know, the wicked ways of mankind, you know.
Talk about it.
You know, even in the Bible says, the greatest of these is love, okay? So given that, I think that, you know, women, can set circumstances by which, but we're not talking about the measuring cup. You know, because, you know, and the conditions on love, you know, because love has also been weaponized, you know, and it can be weaponized. So when you think of love, when I think of love in the purest space, you know, I think that, you know, love versus relationship, you know, relationships transcend, transfer, and but love prevails. And sometimes you can love through some hard lessons. Like sometimes our interpretation, our perspective on things is what gets us caught up because, you know, for every situation that you may have been in I'll keep it on self. For every situation I may have been in that did not end in a favorable, let's just say something that I favored at the time, you know, it is in my evolution, it is a blessing and a learning circumstance, you know, and for that, because it's, you know, it helps you grow, right? You know, you can be mad as fuck, you know, about the way things turned out. And, you know, I don't like, you know, but at the end of the day, perspective is key. Yes. And sometimes you learn a lot, not about the other person or the circumstance. You learn a lot about yourself and how whatever occurred, you know, is in your wiring. What is in your fabric that you need to develop, you know? Or what is it that, you know,
if you are of that ilk.
Well, sometimes it takes you a little further, you know, and I'm thinking about relationships that may not have ended well, you know, in my history that I'm grateful, you know, for that survived. And now the essence is pure love without conditions. Because, you know, when you're in a relationship sometimes, you know, and two people you're never going to be equally yoked. I don't care what you say. Somebody's going to have a little more experience or a little more something in areas than others. That's just the way it is. Life shows up on both of you. And you meet in the middle, you know, where you serve each other well, you know. And there's that compatibility factor. There's that personal love factor. There's that personal self-care factor. All of these things. Now, you're not rocking and rolling like that when you're in your teens and your 20s. Who cares? It's like, oh, she cute. Oh, he cute. You know, oh, he likes me. Oh, she likes me. You know, you're in the heart of, like, trying to figure things out. And you're supposed to make a ton of mistakes, you know. But mostly the work is on yourself. It's really not about the other person as much as it is about your triggers and your maintenance and management of self. That's the ultimate love, you know, having that peaceful space within to know that you only want for yourself what you want for others.
And that is the God in us.
Acts.
Therein lies God. Pure love. When you love yourself, when you are happy in yourself, when you accept yourself, only then can you truly, truly love and accept others. Because if you're in a place of self-judgment, self-pity, self-shaming, you're in a comparative mode. You're not in a loving mode. You know.
And sometimes it takes, have you ever, when's the last time you asked somebody, if you had to describe me, my spirit, to someone, what would you say?
You know what?
When's the last time you asked somebody that for a self-check?
I asked somebody that recently. I did a class with someone, and it was like a it was like a coaching thing. Miss Matthews says, so true. Those that that's comfortable in their own skin, the most comfortable people to be around. Even killed, good chi. What's up, Brandon? I'll be coming live to True Lounge. Cough, cough, plug, plug, stand up, singing, stay tuned, laughing out loud, featuring Monique for Laughner. Warn us when you come. I mean, that's nice, Brandon. Yeah, so, but what was interesting, because there was an assignment to ask, did I ask you? I don't know. But I asked people, what are three things or something, whatever.
I don't think you asked me.
I don't think so. But I asked somebody and they said, what three things are, what was your question? What did you just say?
If when's the last time you asked someone that you care about for self-check on
right,
you?
Right. So I asked specifically, I think, what are the three things that you think are important to me? And I was told, can I get back to you on that? I don't know. I'm like, really? And I was like, okay. Then it was, came back to relationships. Like, but in that way, instead of stating it as a fact, well, relationships are important to you. It was like a question. You know how you relationships
modulate
for the question mark.
Right.
They should put that as standard English, like teach that in class. I think they do, maybe. Anyway, that's a good, very good topic, Rez. We do have Half Mile Home coming up, but our discussion has me thinking, hold up. Well, I'm not announcing. I'm going to just show up at the lounge because that's how I live my life, random and out there as fuck. Well, that's how I do things. I don't like to say I'm coming and then be stuck to I have to go.
Right.
I don't want you waiting for me. Don't look for me.
Yeah, and there's nothing like a face that you do not expect in the place, and that's just scrumptious.
Yeah.
I've had that scrumptious, that feeling happen. Thank you, Javon. Because
yeah.
Y'all know Javon don't like to leave the basement, and when I look up and I saw her coming through my place, knowing that how far she lived, knowing that she had to get up in the morning, knowing that she came from work that day and came in and said, give me one of everything. I'm going to tell you that, again, Javon, that melted my heart. And thank you so much for your support.
Oh,
and just coming
always,
in and blessing me with love.
Come on, son. You bless me every day. Don't even worry about it. That's what we do. I do have some favorites, and I will tell you about them later.
All right.
For future reference.
I mean, yeah.
That was
awesome.
My point.
Awesome.
You know, I like to be a contributor of my personal opinion.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would have cried. A surprise guest you want to see. Again,
it's been a lot of that, Miss Matthews. Trust me. It's been a lot of that. You know, sometimes
depending on, you know, my spirit, because, you know, for those who may not know, I used to bartend at a lot of, well, not a lot of, one of my favorite gay boy establishments, and it was a good time. Shout out to Robin and Avery. And occasionally I'll jump behind my own bar, you know, because it helps me see the room better. I can see everybody at once. And by the way, and serve folks, and then, you know, meet and greet folks that I don't know. And my loved ones came one night and they perched to the other side and they just screaming, she did it. And just, you know, it just made my eyes swell because it had been a baptism by fire for my partner and I in this venture. And, you know, just wanting to create a safe space. So, you know, to finally get it off and start it running is a blessing. So
yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. And that's, you know, for me, just coming outside is my love language.
Exactly. That would be number four, yeah. You know.
People say, what's your love language? I'm like, I don't have no love language. Like, yes, you do. I said, all right. I don't like to say it because I don't come out. You know, like, and it's not because, all right, so now that I said that, don't think that because I don't come to your shoes and it, I don't love you and I don't see you, I don't love you. No, it's not that. It's not that. That has to do with self-care and self-love and my mental health. That I'm mentally ill on that. Like, coming out is a big fucking deal. Okay? So that's it. Phoenix rising Scorpio. Okay. If that has something to do with it, okay. Check it out, y'all. What is this thing called love? This was one of my favorite jams back in the day. Check it out. Wait, Rez, you hear that?
Yes. Love.
That was an actual album that I put from a record from vinyl to MP3. That's what you're hearing.
Let me tell you how much we were alike. On my iPod, right?
I love that shit.
I have a lot of that, you know. And I was screaming in there the other day. I was like, yeah, I don't know nothing about that analog. You hear that? That's vinyl right there. You never heard of that vinyl. It's some of the, you know, baby's coming and we held court.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, please. I was in your court. I saw that. I saw the baby take over. Shout out to Jazz, okay?
Shout out to Jazz.
Jazz and Jazz's genre, okay? loved her. So glad to have made her acquaintance. You know, sometimes some people make it even more special when you come out. You know, it's already special, but then you get a little frosting on your cake. That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Cousin, I was big proud of you. Like, look at Silky. # straight out the basement. Check this out. You're going to be proud of this snap, crackle, pop, too. Check this out. They don't even make it like this no more.
just don't love everything I do and say. What is the thing called love? Is it my mood? What is this thing called love that makes me feel so what is this thing called love? Oh, baby, that girl, got to have it, got to feel it.
When I was actively out DJing with my vinyl carrying all my turntables and all that shit, going to gigs and getting paid, unbeknownst to the tax man. But
but
I would run there were certain songs like that song, I would play that shit. You knew you hire me, you're gonna hear that shit. You're gonna hear there's just certain songs. There was Whitney's version of I'm Every Woman. You were going to hear that. You was going to hear I'm Your Baby Tonight. There's just some stuff that I was going to play for me. You was going to hear, oh my God, not Fire. What's the other one? Not P-Funk. Flashlight. You was going to hear Flashlight.
Oh.
You was going to... Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no way you were getting around that one.
No, come on. And have you seen the crowd transform when that comes on? Then you feel... You know every college.
Yeah.
Every college dude, every cue in the house that becomes like, oh, okay.
Yep, for generations. But let me tell you this. What used to annoy me, this was back in the 90s, I'll be rocking, nobody's dancing. And my brother, yo, Jay, you know you got to do it. I'm like, damn, man, I don't want to do it. You better do it. You don't want the people coming over asking you, you know,
request.
What, you know, you got to do it. Put on that damn electric slide. Everybody would jump up the electric.
They did it last night.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, oh, nobody has that. Nobody has that record. They found it and did it last night. There's nothing funnier than line dancing and table wipe down simultaneously.
You know, I used to hate that because as a DJ, and this is just my thing, I was convinced that I will get everybody up. What would happen is a couple of people would get up. Once you play that, everybody gets up, and then you can keep them on the dance floor. But the thing was to get these, you had, and also somebody else's guy, I would play every time, and that would get people up too. But I would play that after dinner, like if I was playing weddings and stuff like that. Isn't this interesting? A little bit. But like at dinner time, I'm playing like the slower kind of stuff that people don't really dance to. Digestive music, I used to call it.
Digestive music. Yes, that's what it's called.
Yep.
No,
and then
you do
Jocelyn Brown started, I can't. And then it would speed up, and then everybody would do that. So that being said, let me just let y'all know a little bit. Let me just give you a little bit of Half Mile Home. I had for those who may not who they are, which, you know, I think by now everybody should know. They've been guests on the show before in the past. And so I see you in the green room, Hal. I'm just gonna do a thing first, okay? Let me just do this thing. I think this is it's always been my very favorite song by them. One of my very favorite gospel songs, one of my very favorite songs. This is Half Mile Home.
Say we have come. I'm telling you, it never failed me yet. And I'm thinking, no. So we can have a voice. Our community shaken by the body count. We can't ignore it. We gotta keep praying. We're losing lives of young and old. In the world, we just stop all the world. Whatever you're going through, know He cares for you. And every test we face, we're gonna win this race. No, we can't. So we're gonna bounce to this. Cause one of a kind. Have my home. God made me, that you know. Burden, you take care of for me.
Yo. How y'all doing today?
We good.
Bob Therese in the basement, we back.
That's right, baby.
I'm so glad
to see you. How have you been?
Yes.
Man, we've been blessed. You know, just doing what we do. You know, living life, you know, running our businesses and raising our family. You know, kids, grandkids, you know, all that good stuff. But really just trying to push this message right now about closet.
Yes, yes.
I'm still in hot pursuit letting people know that, after the death of my son, you know, sometimes people just let things go by and they forget, you know, and let time go and they just quit pushing the message and trying to help. But I don't want people to go through what I went through. You know what I'm saying? So. The best way for us to do that is to constantly push a message out through music. And the closet stands for that. You know, there's a lot of – my man, Ready. Ready Rider.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
That's the newest member in Half Mile Home.
Welcome. Nice. Welcome to the show. Baby. Welcome to the group.
Thank you.
The Legacy.
Dave, my friends, Therese and Javon in the basement.
So nice to meet y'all. Thank y'all for having us.
Always, anytime. Always.
Best believe that.
You said newest member.
Yeah, that's the newest member.
All right.
David Ready, Mr. Ready.
Ready right in the house.
Y'all know that song, the first disc for y'all played?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
The first one, not the one that just went off.
Right.
The first one.
Right.
He's the one. He arranged that and did all the vocals for that.
Nice.
Dave. A lot of our biggest songs, Dave did it. Dave, he's always been the fifth member of Half My Home, regardless, even though people didn't see him, he was always there.
Right.
Since 2001, somewhere around there, 2003,
yep.
He's been with, but now he's a full-fledged member. My brother, Terrence Button, he moved on to do some other things he wanted to do in his music career, and, you know, it's all good. Like I told him, God bless you, man, you know, we got Dave. Dave came on in and we kept it moving, you know.
So I'm curious now, because in the beginning of a few of your songs, I hear Ready Rider.
Hey.
So now I get to see you. That's what's up. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, I was just going to say Ready Rider. I saw that. I see the tag, and I'm glad you put that in there, bro, for real, because it gets 2001, that's 19 years. That ain't no new
yeah,
member.
Yeah, like he said, brand new. I'm like, how's that? I've been listening.
The official.
Right. From the day one group. I get you.
You know, my brother's been here, so you know, even though we have always had two lead singers, but you know, they call my brother Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I got that electricity.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about those vocal arrangements, because that's some swelling-ass harmonies.
Yeah.
I dig it. It takes you on a ride, for sure. What are some of the influences or some of the things that some of the artists that inspired you, some of the classic artists that inspired you about those harmonies?
I would totally dive into, as early as Stevie Wonder, of course.
What?
Come
on now.
But also, I was heavily influenced by the Boyz II Men's, the Jodeci's. You know, Jodeci always had, they always stacked their harmonies pretty heavy. You know what I mean? And so with the group, you know, you want to approach a group sound different than you approach, a individual person sound, you know, because you want to stack it. You want to include everybody. You want to make sure that there's, that blend. I've also been definitely influenced heavily by Eric Dawkins, we could say Jay Mars, Dave Hollister, Guy, you know what I mean? Like, so it's so many, but, you know, you take from so many different influences and then you blend it all and make your own cake, you know what I mean?
Nice. I want to ask you a question, speaking of that, because when I was listening now, and I'm a little layered musically, so walk with me for a second. Have you ever heard of a group called Switch?
Come on. Switch, S-W-I-T-C-H?
That's correct.
Oh, yeah, old school. Old school.
You can't
say
that to me.
All
right, so.
You know where Switch comes from, right?
Yes, of course.
You know where they come from, right?
Where they come from or what they come from?
Yeah.
Because that could be two-part
question. Y'all know where Switch comes from?
You said where?
If I'm mistaken, Switch is from Ohio.
They're from Ohio, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of funk that comes out of Ohio.
What you said?
Man, the Barge. We got the Barge.
I was
Ohio
about to say
Flair.
That, right.
You know, come on now.
We got OJs.
You know, OJs. That's right.
Out of Cleveland.
We got Half My Home.
You know, that's right.
Half My Body.
So I know.
Didn't they sing...
They'll never be.
I call your name. What is the song called? I call.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have a song called? I call your name.
That's DeBarge. That's Barbara DeBarge. Well, you know they were DeBarges.
Was any of the DeBarge members in the group though?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
I think Rez, he's a step younger than us. Otherwise, he'd be all over that. You know.
Yeah, I think we may have to hit him with them harmonies that was reminding, because you're writing old school harmonies. You're laying old school harmony, and also you're laying classic harmonies. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go. Yeah. I'll take that. Appreciate that.
Let me give you a quick little sample of what she's talking about, and then I want to talk about the closet.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try not to sing, okay? Because I'll mess it up.
Yeah.
I just had to give you a taste.
Banger. Banger. That's a banger. Yeah,
yeah,
I heard that before.
It's almost sacrilegious.
Now I gotta go download this stuff. See, I don't know if Ty was telling you, but I DJ out here in Atlanta a lot. You know what I mean? So that's gotta go to my oldies crate ASAP.
Oh,
I'm getting some of that
right.
Today. I'm gonna download some of that today. You best believe it.
You gotta get Switch, the bars. You gotta get these brothers. Woo-hoo.
See, I got the bars. I just ain't have Switch. I mean, it's always somebody you gotta update your crates with. It just is what it is.
That's what's up.
I love that. I have heard that before, though. I definitely have heard that before. Beautiful. Yeah. That's a classic record for sure.
Oh, absolutely classic. Absolutely.
Yes.
So let's talk about the closet.
Yes.
What was it? You were talking about it a little bit and how, you know, the untimely death of your son inspired you.
Yeah. Yeah, that message is, like I said, that message is always going to be something that's going to surround us because of the youth. Dave actually wrote the lyrics for me. Like I told you, Dave is always the, you know, that's my go-to guy in terms of writing. So, you know, ready writer, he always ready to write, you know. So, you know, we had a chance to talk about that, and that was something that it's always, like I said, it's always going to be near and dear to my heart, trying to speak to the youth. So when he hit me with that record, I'm like, man, that's it. I said, that's it. That's another one. I said, that's another one that's going down in the history for us. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's, like I said, it really speaks volumes to the youth. If so many young people has reached out to me and said, man, I love your message, man. I love y'all's messages. It makes me think about dumb stuff before I do it. One of my son's friends told me that this week. He said, man, I was about to do something stupid. And I said, I'm happy you called me and you tell me. He said, man, but. Dude, I listened to that video with Trayvon in it, man. Trayvon is my son, the guy in the beginning of the video. Mm. He said, man, I listened to that video, man. I seen like he was about to shoot him, but he didn't shoot him, man. And I'm just telling you, man, like, he said, man, you know, I don't even know how to, you know, like, pray, but, you know what I'm saying? I did something. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, whatever you did, I'm happy that it made you feel better and didn't make that drastic decision. You know what I mean?
Right.
That can end your life. Or someone else's, you know what I'm saying? But pretty much that's the basis of closet. You know what I'm saying? No matter what's going on, no matter what's going on in your life, always remember, go to that secret place, man, and go ahead, man, let them tears and that snot roll down your face, man. You just go ahead and dwell with God and just talk to God. Just get on in. Just get down and dirty in that prayer closet with God. And I'm telling you, he's going to answer. He's going to answer. It may not be when you want to, but he's going to answer. Y'all know it. Y'all know the saying. He's always going to be right on time.
That's right.
Amen.
Let me show the video. How about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's rock it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time.
Ladies and gentlemen. You are rocking.
Baby, I really need you to leave the streets alone. It ain't gonna bring nothing but death. There's other ways to make me and Trey. We'll start our own business or something.
Yo, what up, bro? How you doing, man? I came all the way over there to holler at you, bro. I'm gonna hear some crazy stuff about y'all here, Trey.
Get some money there.
Bro, at the end of the day, is it worth your life? Come on.
What you gonna do, these cats run up on you, man?
You reckless out of Trey. You need to chill with all this stuff, bro.
No, we ain't doing this in the name of Jesus. We ain't gonna
save. School saves you, bro. School saves you.
Miss First Lady, he's out in the streets. I don't know what to do.
Take it to the Lord. Take it to the squad.
Amen.
And it hurts for me. I got a problem. I just get on my knees. Then I find me a place away from everybody. my breakthrough through. I've been stressing about some things I can't. I've been stressing about what I can't change. So I found my space in a room, and I want to give it to you, because you know just what to do. I'm a certain now, I'm feeling so much better. I hit the closet, got my life together. I hit the closet, I can do whatever that you mean in there. If you're looking for the answer, in the closet where I found it.
There is a weapon, one that I like to use. I got no time for the gap. Cause when you're done, you can laugh. Hey, there's a feeling so real. I ain't when you can keep still. Don't know what you do. And I know that it's so hard for you. Cause when you're stressing about the things you can't change, you give in a key till you win.
You gotta switch it up.
Hop in the car that your friends are gonna come. Tell me to need you. You are right with you.
I've been praying for you. Yes, I love you, and I want you to stop. And I talked to the first lady about you at the church.
I'm feeling so much better now.
Hit the closet, get my life together. Hit the closet, I can do whatever. It's
me being better.
Looking for my best friend.
Popped on. We were in a discussion about the word love. So I'm gonna put you both on the hot seat, Dave, and both. I'll put both of y'all on the hot seat. What is your? How do you define love?
Me, I believe that love is actually an action word. I believe that love does. Love gives. Love is, and you know, at the end of the day, we all can occupy a space in which we can be loved. You know, we're made in the image of God, and they say God is love. You know, that's what the word says. It says God is love, but we're made in God's image. So if that's the case, you know, you can be a conduit of love, and I believe that love does, love gives, and love acts selflessly and it does it without the intention of having to receive back. You know what I mean? Like water is wet, right? You know, that's why you can stay in a relationship with somebody that beats your tail, right? Because love only knows how to love. You see what I mean? Now, that might not be the best explanation of it, but what I'm saying is love is something that exists, and it can't be confined to the spaces of one's interpretation versus it just being what it is. You know, like fire is hot, you know what I mean? Water is wet, and love is love. So that's me.
I feel love is kind, love is patient. You know, love is all the above. We got a song on our 2016 release, Don't Judge. It's called Show Love. Everybody Need to Show Love. And those are some things that I really believe, no matter who you are. You can't, you know, you always have to show love. At some point in your life, you got to show love, you know. And I would like to believe that at some point, everybody that walked this earth
at some point show some type of compassion. Compassion and love are so close together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you show that you're compassionate, that means you have some kind of love person. And not being in love, but just showing some caring, like I care for you. And so me as a person, I love everybody. I ain't going to lie to you. Even my enemies, I love them. I'll tell them, man, I love you, bro. They'd be like, yeah. Yeah, I love you, man.
Mm-hmm.
And walk away. I don't never get upset. And I love you too, bro. Nah, but me as a person, I share that. And I say that to everybody. You know, I've learned to be careful saying that word with women now. Because, you know, they walk around. He told me he loved me. And I'd be like, hey, no. I love you as a person, you know. So, but yeah, love is kind. Love is patient. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about love. Love is when you really love somebody, you'll go above and beyond to make them happy and to be caring for them, you know, and supply any need that they need. It don't matter what it is. You know, I don't care. You know, it doesn't matter to me. If I love somebody, I'm going all in. I promise you, I'm going all in. You'll be like, man, this dude is, yeah, I'm going all in. That's who I am as a person. God put that inside of me. You know,
mm-hmm. Well, I definitely overstand the use of the term love as it's synonymous with God.
Mm-hmm. That's a blessing.
You know, and given the fact that we all are some of our experiences, you know, and some of our experiences have shaped us and they will continue to shape us. How do you define self-care as it relates to the capacity to love?
You want to go first, Dave, or you want me to go?
I'll go first. I mean, I think self-care is something, unfortunately, in the Black community, you know, is something that we've kind of gotten more into, well, it's become more popular in terms of a social standpoint, you know, the past 10, 15 years. I think it's so important along with mental health, right? Because you have so much trauma related to the Black community. If you grew up in the hood like me, you might not even know that you've been affected by PTSD, you know, because if you got to see your friends gunned down, you know, you have to experience the yellow tape three houses down from you and then ride your bike down that same street the next day after they clear the crime scene. And you go through that enough times in life. There's going to be traumas built in that you didn't even really identify until later in life, and certain things will come to the surface later. So self-care as a Black man, I would even say in a lot of ways is more needed. I won't say more than a Black woman, but I would say, man, I mean, it's probably neck and neck. And in a lot of relationships, if you look at marriages, right? I don't know if you ladies have been married or if you are. No, I know some of y'all are married. Anyway, what I'm getting at, in a marriage, a lot of times, you know, in a traditional marriage, right, the man has that big picture and he puts a lot on his back. And probably 70% of marriages, he dies first. And why? Because if he's being a man, you know, he didn't work himself to death, you know what I'm saying? And he didn't got to that point. But in a lot of situations, when a marriage fails, I'm not going to say it's often, but a lot of times, if a marriage doesn't work, a lot of times it's the woman who, you know, who wants to walk away. I don't really see too many men that say, I want to leave my family. You know what I mean? And society going to look at you the wrong way anyways. But as a man, being that I'm personally, and I'm coming out with this information right now, I'm personally going through a divorce. You know what I'm saying? And so self-care is so important to me now because I'm beginning to identify that I still have to do what makes me happy. I have to still make sure I'm connected with my passions and the things that I love. And unfortunately, I have to say, I definitely put, you know, everybody before me when I was married. And it's like now I'm actually learning how to put me first. So again, self-care, you gotta have it. You can't not have it. And if you don't have it, you mess around and implode, you know, So, yeah, that's my answer.
Thank you for that, brother. So many different points you just nailed. You talked about the mental health. You talked about how it relates to us culturally. You talked about traumas. You nailed so many things in your response that are necessary to understand and evolve. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, and I'm sorry to hear about the demise of your marriage. However, there are different levels. You know, sometimes people weren't meant to be married, could be beautiful family members later on, you know, and ascend, not even descend, ascend to another level, you know.
Right.
Marriage is tough. You know, it's tough. It comes with its own challenges. But the idea that you understand, you know, that you have to pour from a cup that's full. You can't pour from an empty cup.
Yes.
Just
come
can't
on.
Do it. It's important. You just can't do it, you know. But thank you for your response. It was very, very, you know, very telling, very, very needed to hear, particularly from my brothers, because, you know, a lot of times our brothers don't have the resources or tools or connections to other healthy men that are doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
The work.
That's exactly.
And the sisters are here to pull you along. Just find your sister that is doing her work that can, you know, help you break all of that down and help you cry through it, you know, like the objective word is through it, you know.
Yeah. Facts. Well, I'm in a much better space. As you can see, I'm smiling, I'm happy. You know, so time has, I've underwent a lot of that process, you know, even therapy, you know what I mean? So
Amen.
That's when you talk about self-care, right?
Yeah.
You got to do it. And, you know, some of us are afraid to take that step. Nah, like, do what's best for you. And, you know, and if you have children, love them babies. And, yeah, you got to move on with your life. You just have to, you know. So I'm thankful for everything I learned from it. That's, we talking 18 years, you know. So with that, I have a different point of reference. I have a different view, you know, just about the care of yourself individually. But I also have a different point of reference when it comes to, you know, understanding a woman's needs, and then understanding my needs and knowing what I'm looking for this next time around, you know, giving myself that time, you know, giving myself that time to heal, be whole, but also know what I want and not settle for somebody that don't know what to do with a brother like me.
No, absolutely. And, you know, you have every right to have a checklist. Like, I will not be with someone who smokes. I will not be with anyone that does drugs. I will not be with someone that every word is F and S. Mm. It's okay if you say it because you've grown when when it's appropriate or whatever, but it can't be every other word. And I need you to understand how to speak English fluently as well as, you know. You know, I need you to have a job or something. Not necessarily a job. If you are, you know, independently wealthy, I'm okay with that too, but don't expect me to take care of you. You are not my child thing. You know, we will take care of each other in sickness and in health, you know, in the ways that it counts. I'll be there for you, but you need to be there for me too. So, you know, there are certain things that before you say I do, you have to make sure you do too. Do you do? I do. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
We do.
I'm ready for it. My next chapter.
You ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. First and foremost, Terrell and John, I want to apologize to y'all for the interruption.
Okay.
I'm at work. My reception is called off, and so they keep coming to my door. Hey, it's tax time, and people ready to spend their money on some appliances. So please forgive me.
But Todd, I owe you the biggest apology. I have known you for how many years now? You were on my show when we didn't have any video, and all I knew was your voice, and I knew your voice before I knew your spirit, and I've been calling you Hal for like 7 years.
It's okay. Hal is the name that I used to go by to manage the group because people didn't want to talk to the artist. They wanted to talk to someone else. Then when we would show up, they wanted to talk to the group.
So
but
you
nobody,
tricked, you tricked
talent is not respected.
But I have always respected. And now I'm confused because All right. So it's not my bad that I didn't know your name was Ty. That you, I had my cousin Ty passed away, and it would have been so nice to have another Ty.
It's all good.
But
you got one now.
Now I got another Ty.
I will tell y'all this. I am so, I'll throw something in there when it comes to self-care. My mother, before she passed, she told me one thing. She said, Ty, she said, please, baby, leave all these women alone. I'm on an interview. Please. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But anyway, she said, please, man, leave these women alone. She said, I need you to step back. And I need you to take some time to really learn yourself.
Mm.
And I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I was able to learn myself. I know what I want out of a woman. I know what I need out of a woman. Matter of fact, because of that time that I took, I know how to care for a woman. I know what a woman needs, what she wants. I know things to do for her that I know the triggers. I've learned so much stuff in this time off from really not – I wasn't dating. I ain't trying to say people wasn't in my life. I ain't going to sit up and lie to you. But I wasn't dating. I wasn't in a relationship. And so during that time, like I said, I was able to grow mentally, spiritually, physically, and know how to treat a woman. It that time was so good. It was so beneficial to me.
Nice. Can I give you brothers just from a woman's perspective? I say this to you both? It is not, and I'm going to free somebody in this statement, you know, it is not your job to make a woman happy. It is not your job to do that. That is some inside
work. What's up, bro?
That is some inside work.
One second. Okay.
That's the truth.
First.
And you can't make anyone happy.
Yeah, that is, it is, and you know, and a lot, you know, and that's, and I recognize that that's not generally how brothers are groomed to understand, but it is not your job to make a woman happy or whole. That's hers. That's an inside job.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Sometimes
that's what I told my ex. I told my ex that. Happiness is your choice. That ain't on me. I don't create happiness for you.
Right. Yeah,
you don't even know how much you hit me over the head with that one.
Yeah, that one is definitely what it is, you know, and that goes right back into the self-care responsibility of self, nature's first law, self-preservation, you know, and we must all put ourselves or position ourselves to have full cups, you know, that way we are not looking for someone to fill us. That is self-care. And when you have someone that understands, hey, you know what, Dave, I'm going to, part of my, the way I stay full, I'm going to take a trip here, or I'm going to do this. When we have our understanding that you know that it's not a threat to us for me to go somewhere by myself to replenish, I can only love on Dave better when I come back, because I'm taking care of myself, or whatever that needs to be, you know, whatever that needs to be, but it's not your job to make a woman happy.
Exactly.
Amen.
You know what? In the interest of time, because I see that everybody's got things going on and we are 10 past the hour almost, I'm going to ask for a drop from you guys. Hi, this is Half Mile Home, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
I got you. All right, you ready? 1, 2, 3. Hey, this is Half Mile Home. And you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. One more time. You want to do it again?
Yeah, go ahead. Put some stank on it. Do it.
Hi, this is Half.
Hey, you have my home?
And you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Okay, so tell everybody how they can get the song, The Closet.
You get the song, Google Half Mile Home, The Closet, all day long. You can catch us on Facebook, Half Mile Home, Twitter, Half Mile Home, Instagram, Half Mile Home, Half Mile Home .online is our new website. It's Half Mile Home .online. All right. Y'all check us out. Listen, I can't wait to come back on here and see y'all beautiful women. I always love talking to y'all.
We love you too, Todd.
We appreciate all of your valuable, resourceful feedback that you gave us, man. Y'all definitely said some great things that I'm gonna keep with me for sure.
Ditto. Right back at you, brother.
I'm about to tell everyone when I meet. I promise you, hey, man. I can please you, but I ain't about to make you happy. Shut up. No.
No, you are the enhancement. You are not the cake.
Rez, I love the way you think. I gotta meet you one day.
All right.
She married.
She got a sister. She got somebody that think like her. I want to meet them.
Here we go. That right answer.
Let me leave y'all with this too. Ready, writer? You are a banging ass writer. I know y'all write for the Lord, and the Lord knows the word ass. Banging ass.
I'm saying ass too.
That's it.
I'm about to say we grown. We grown, baby.
Let me tell you something. Your music is inspirational. Y'all are on point. I don't care what the devil says. I know there's the struggle of being in the gospel community. We ain't going to say names, but I know what that's like for you guys. I want y'all to hang in there. I need y'all to hang in there and keep spitting them out regardless. It's not easy. I get that. But this is your calling. I mean, I can't speak for somebody else's calling, but y'all, this is your calling. Okay?
Y'all look out for us. Please look out for us, y'all.
We appreciate your support. We appreciate y'all, you know, allowing us to be on your platform. Man, we don't take that lightly at all. So most certainly, we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Our first movie is coming too, y'all. We got a movie coming for y'all.
A movie?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, in May. It'll be out in May. We got a movie coming.
What's the title?
It's All or Nothing.
All or Nothing featuring the group?
It's Half My Home, my other...
We're going to be in it.
I'm going to turn this way. You see this young lady right here?
Okay. All or Nothing. Okay.
That's my girl group. They'll be featured in it. Half My Home. We got a lot of other artists in it. And we got some other actors. We got some actors that y'all going to be like, oh, okay.
All right, so y'all coming back in May with that trailer then. That's
yeah, absolutely.
Saying.
So
no, we come. Oh, with the trailer and the movie, though.
Yeah.
There we go.
So,
we got a movie and a book at the same time.
That's what's up. Make it do what it do, baby. Definitely
so
hit me up and let me know when you ready.
Yeah,
we will do.
When you ready,
appreciate
we ready. Everybody,
you.
Stay safe, please.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Happy Saturday.
All right.
What's up, y'all? This is Joan Robinson, formerly of In Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. My girls. I love you, y'all.
Hi, this is Mason. You're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
It's Leon. It's right, Leon, some of your favorite movies that I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Javon. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artist or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your partner to rest. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with your partner to rest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. Awesome. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, cause she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our office, though, Jay.
I wanted to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.